I went on my knees that night, a thumb-sucking introvert, and got off my knees, a loud-mouthed Baptist preacher. And that's why I'm for soul winning. Don't you feel a thirst in your soul? Oh, you say, Jesus satisfied. He satisfies a thirst to know your name is written in heaven, but that thirst creates another thirst. And that thirst is to tell somebody about it. But wait a minute. When that thirst was quenched, with the quenching of that thirst, it brought another thirst. I thirsted for salvation. I got saved, and that salvation brought a thirst for me to tell it. And then I became a soul winner. And the quenching of that thirst brought me another thirsting. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Psalm 17:15, I shall be satisfied when I awake in thy likeness. As soon as you become a soul winner, that thirsting, that desire to lead someone to Christ and to have someone going to heaven because you witnessed to them, that brings another thirsting, and that's a thirsting to live a clean, pure, dedicated, righteous life. Nobody wonders what I believe about this. I believe in separation from the world. I don't think a Christian ought to dress like the world. I don't think a Christian ought to sing like the world. I don't think a Christian ought to act like the world and live like the world. Our Bible says we're supposed to be peculiar people. This old pink tea and lemonade Christianity that doesn't change your life. This modern day, live like the world, talk like the world, sing like the world, wear your hair like the world, dress like the world. That's not Bible Christianity. My Bible says we're chosen a peculiar generation, a royal priesthood, a desire. Don't you have a desire to live a clean Christian life? Oh, it just may be that you've got some beer in the icebox, but don't you have a desire to live a life that's clean? Don't you thirst tonight? The Bible said those that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. Don't you have a desire to sell out for God? I'd hear the preacher preach on soul winning, and down in my soul, I'd have a thirsting. I've got to do it. I want to do it. Aren't you tired of being half in, half out, half on, half off, milk and cider kind of a Christian? Don't you have a desire to be a good Christian?